Phoneboy Speaks, episode 804, Spectrum Feast or Famine.
Anytime you use, well, any sort of device with a radio in it, you're using the radio frequency spectrum in some way, shape, or form. Most of that spectrum is regulated by various regulatory agencies in different countries. In the United States, it's done by the Federal Communications Commission, and some of the spectrum has been granted in different ways. And one thing that's happening in the United States is that spectrum is being essentially refarmed, right? Which means it's being taken from one group and basically auctioned off to other groups, and this is how the wireless companies in the United States are certainly participating in these auctions, and so they've taken away the analog broadcast spectrum, or even the digital spectrum, right? There's a certain amount of spectrum used for television broadcasts, and that's going to be essentially gifted out to the wireless operators in auctions in different areas and so forth. But the problem, and actually, there's been several buyers of the spectrum, and in fact, one that's not a not a wireless carrier, Dish, who has satellites. Their satellite TV service. They have a bunch of spectrum, and they're not using it that we can see. And in fact, even the large carriers, particularly Verizon and AT&T, have spectrum. They've purchased it, and they're not using it. And of course, then there's, it seems to me that this spectrum is purchased in auction. It seems like you should be able to use it, because what that really does, right, is if they own the spectrum, then they can either resell it and potentially sell it for more, which I think is what Dish Network is doing. I don't know if they're going to build anything, but also it means their competitors can't use it. So like T-Mobile right there, I guess it was an AWS 3 auction, and T-Mobile spent some money in that auction, but by a long shot, Verizon and AT&T came out with most of the spectrum. And it was even an article that Verizon said, oh yeah, we got plenty of spectrum now, we don't need so much. And then on one hand they say, oh, we got enough spectrum, and then later on they'll come out and say, oh, we need more, right? And so these companies can't even be consistent. I mean, they're just so brazen about they want to control everything. And in fact, Verizon and AT&T actually already control something like 70% of the wireless customers in the United States. They go through one of those two companies, and the rest is being fought over by T-Mobile and Sprint and a few smaller carriers. But it seems to me, I mean, there's kind of two parts that I have to think about this, right? There's a part of me that says it'd be great if there was more carriers out there competing and actually using the spectrum that they bought. But on the other hand, there's another part of me that says, why should the government be involved in this at all? So there's those two conflicting points of view. But I guess it would be nice if at least the companies were consistent and said, oh, we need more spectrum, and versus, or not, and just be honest about it. And I would love to see more spectrum that's not in the hands of T-Mobile, or for AT&T and Verizon. T-Mobile is actually asking for some rules to be placed on the next spectrum auction, so that maybe some of the smaller carriers might be able to get some more spectrum and more low band spectrum, so that they can maybe cover more of the country. But it always seems to me that on one hand, they're asking for, they don't want to be regulated, and on the other hand, they want government favors. And this is this dynamic, and all the carriers do this. I mean, the government is a weapon in their fight, right? And whoever can convince the government more seems to get the most favors. And and that's a shame. That's the way it is, and hopefully, I don't know. I still anything that we can do, anything to break the monopoly of Verizon and AT&T in the United States wireless market would certainly be appreciated. But yeah, I don't know. I'm always conflicted about these things, and that's my take. You know, definitely, if you got the spectrum, use it. Please, come on. I don't know. It seems like it's. I know it's expensive to roll things out, and you know, putting out coverage is always a challenge. But you know, God, use the spectrum that you have at least, and you know, don't just sit on it. These companies, but I guess they're not going to listen to me. I'm just some dude screaming into his iPhone. What do I know?
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/ps on the web for more information.